On episode 21 of the Progress Bar podcast, we'll be covering the latest week in the world of gaming, so stay tuned for the ups, the downs, and the downright weirds. Thanks for tuning in to the Progress Bar podcast. I'm your host, Koshy, the self-appointed whatchamacallit at Progress Bar. Tonight, I am joined by What the Hell Am I Doing Here, Brendan?
Hello!
And oh my god, your schedule sucks, Corthel.
That's true, it really does.
How are you going tonight, gentlemen?
Pretty well. Yeah, pretty chill.
The end of the week, so...
Yeah, can't complain.
That is exactly right. It's time to get into some gaming.
That's it.
A few different topics. Let's see, we've got something coming to Australia and New Zealand in the forms of Monster Hunter, which I am very keen about.
I've never played it.
Oh, just really, you're going to start off the podcast like that?
No, I really legitimately have never played it, but I've heard many good things. So.
It is a very nice, a very good game with slaying big monsters with lots of big weapons and swords and guns and things like that. And they'll be releasing the next title, Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate Edition, has recently been confirmed to be coming to Australia and New Zealand for the upcoming release in 2015. So that's good. The only problem is it's only on 3DS, which kind of sucks. I was looking forward to it being on Wii U now that we've actually got some games for the console and people are actually picking up the damn thing, but 3DS is still good.
That's one of the things I did like about Monster Hunter 3 being on the, you know, the Wii U. That's, I got it on the Wii U first and then managed to source a 3DS copy later. But yeah, the game looks so brilliant just on a nice big screen.
And it utilizes the gamepad really well as well. You know, you can have map and that everything on the gamepad, and that you have so much more screen real estate to actually, you know, fight the monsters that usually take up about 3/4 of that screen.
Yeah, I thought the game really does utilize the gamepad quite well. In like, it's probably one of the best games to demonstrate the Wii U's hardware.
Yeah, it's it makes it very, very pretty. And I think with the combat design and everything like that, which a lot of people really, really like, it's a really good combination of everything to bring in more of the hardcore market of, I guess, the Wii U audience, I guess.
Yeah.
Why haven't you played it, Corthel? Have you just not ever picked up a console with it on?
No, yes, actually. I mean, I owned a Wii for 8 because I got it for Zelda and for Metroid. And then I finished it all, and then it was during that period where there was like a massive drought of Wii games, like just nothing was coming out. So I got it and got another Xbox.
Well done, so you just missed like it entirely.
Yeah, so I would have had a 3D given that for a birthday present, the Ocarina of Time version, finished it, and then again, I'm not into Pokemon or anything like that, so like the 3DS was kind of used. That's the better games on it, from what I've heard.
You just don't play anything good, do you?
No.
Speaking of games that we will be not playing, PAX has gotten some new details updated for it. We've actually got some details on the keynote appearance. Brendan, you have some more information?
Yes, so they have, the people who run PAX, Penny Arcade,
you might have heard of them.
They have announced the keynote speaker for the 2014 PAX Australia, which will be Pete Hines. Now, if you don't know who that is, he is the vice president, as well as PR and market at Bethesda.
Ooh, so, Bethesda.
Giving more of an insight into the industry, as well as just talking more about just games design as well, and how all that becomes awesome.
I think Bethesda actually announced a new game. I don't actually remember what it was, but do you think they'll actually talk about that more in this keynote, or is it more focused to like storytelling and things like that?
Probably storytelling, because it's they always call it the story time, you know, keynote. That's what they did with who's that guy's name? I'm putting myself to shame here. The from last year's PAX, the creator for
no, look.
the creator
Tim.
Of, it was no.
What did he do?
Yes, it was the creator of Monkey Island. Is that what it's called? Anyway, yeah.
Tim Schafer.
Isn't it
Tim Schafer?
Hang on.
No.
No, it was
Ron Gilbert.
That's it. Yeah, him.
God, why the fuck did I say Tim Schafer? Going totally down a different route.
You're on the right track. You're on the right track there. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Definitely. So Ron Gilbert. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the whole idea is the first the first keynote thing is going to be more like the whole story time thing where they divulge more on the industry and such. Yeah, I don't really know where I was going with that.
All those things. Yeah, we kind of missed out on that one. Like a lot of the panels for PAX, last year it was just lines, and we're too busy actually covering content for the stuff. So
I think we went mainly to the, was it to the expo hall when we first got there?
Yeah, it was like, oh, let's check out all the games. And then we went to, like, I think one panel over the entire weekend. And that was a games journalism panel.
Yeah, that was right, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I wanted to go to the stealth games panel. And, yeah, like, I completely underestimated the line length.
Yeah, so it's ridiculous.
I figured I'd be like, oh, yeah, 10 minutes. I should probably head over there now. Yeah, no, they're not going to happen.
It's PAX, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking at I think it was Borderlands panel last year. It was on a Saturday, which is the busiest day. I was there an hour and a half early. It was already full.
Shit.
Really?
Yep. And it was like, yep, and I'm going to go somewhere else and cry.
Aw, that sucks. Yeah, I remember, I think when we went for that panel that we actually got into, we were in the line for an hour and a half. And
we ended up being right at the front.
Oh yeah, we were too. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the first 10 people or something like that. We got front row seats. It was great.
Oh yeah, of course. Derp.
Yeah. But yeah, we had to wait from the starting, like the line, like the previous panel went in.
Yeah.
And then we walked up and we're like, hey, where's the line for the next panel? And they're like, here. And we're like, okay,
sweet.
We'll stand there. And we just created our own line.
It's kind of good because I remember it was raining. And we were in the shade.
Yeah, that was perfect. Yeah. Like, haha, suckers.
Yeah. But hopefully this year all line issues will disappear, seeing that we're in the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. So that place is just massive compared to the showgrounds. So I reckon it'll be pretty easy to get into panels.
Yeah, I think they're going to be improving a lot on the previous expo because, I mean, a lot of things weren't necessarily wrong, but they knew that they could improve on them. So, I asked Jug if Sebastian Johann Jast is coming back. Johann Sebastian Jast is coming back. That's definite. And they fixed the lines issue. Like, they've got way bigger space for all their conventions. And they're 99% sure they're going to have Oculus Rift Dev Kit 2. Which I'm really, really excited for.
I call that would be nice.
Playing with him.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Where do I work?
yeah, I know. Fucking, inside secrets from Half Brick. They're working on Oculus.
Wait, you've already had your hands on them?
I think so. Well, we've had our hands on some of them anyway.
That is really awesome.
They're pretty fancy.
They're the dev kit too.
I can't wait to see what the R&D guys like do. With our games.
That's bad. Because the only ones we've ever had to play were the, I think it was the first ever dev kit or the first ever Rev
dev kit. Yeah, the first ever model.
Like looking
like
through
before
a fly.
The HD and everything like that.
Yeah. It was like looking
exactly
through a fly.
Right. It's like, oh yeah, play Mirror's Edge. Oh yeah, just go play Team Fortress 2 with this. It's I was talking to one of my friends and he's like, yeah, I just sold my dev kit 1 and now I'm buying a dev kit 2. And yeah, why would they give you Mirror's Edge and Team Fortress 2? They need to give you like scenic games. I'm like, if they don't do this in PAX 2.0, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
I don't think many other details have been announced yet for PAX. It's kind of hush-hush at the moment, which is what they did last year as well. You know, everyone's already bought their tickets. You know, people applying for media passes, things like that. And, like, they haven't really announced much. This is what they did last year to keep all the kind of hype contained, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty much copying the formula for this year. And Yug has said that he is going to start bringing out more details shortly. So this is the first bit that we've got so far with the keynote speaker being announced. And I think from there on, he's going to announce, was it just more about the content as well as the booths and the people who will be attending? Because from what I understand, it's almost locked down. Like, they've almost got everything ordered. As for musical acts, they have announced them, or they have announced all of them, but they've announced the key ones being Paul and Storm, Fizz Pop, and MC Frontalot.
Yeah, yeah, get some nerdcore up in here.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm hearing some giggles, Corthell. Is that a good giggle or a bad giggle?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, God. Don't you know nerd music?
No.
Not at all. I just hope that League of Legends isn't going to be in the middle of, like, the exhibition.
Yeah,
hall.
Not like last year. Man, that was...
Well, there at all. If they don't have it there at all, I'll be happy. Although I do want a Teemo hat, so... You know.
I want one too. And the thing is, I know jack shit about League of Legends, and I want one.
You can't even buy them. You can't even walk up and go, hey, I'll give you $20 for one. He's like, no, we only give them out, like, for throwing them out to people. I was like, oh, so you encourage violence instead of taking my money. Fine.
Really?
Done.
Yeah, like, like, they don't actually give them out to paying customers. Like, you can't go up and go, hey, it's $15, I'll buy one.
That seems like a bit silly.
Yeah. I know, I'm like, do you hate money? What is the problem with this world? They just hate money.
Surely you want money. You're silly. A free game. You make no money out of the game itself. Surely you want money.
Goes back to that. Oh, I think it was a Penny Arcade comic. It's like, oh man, League of Legends is so good. It's so free. Oh yeah. Hey, how much have you spent? I've spent $80,000. All the costumes and stuff.
They do, yeah. I've heard of people spending a ridiculous amount of money, so.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's totally free, but if you want to do anything decent, it's like, yeah. Well, if you want to play any certain champions, it's like, yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I played it ever so briefly and then ended up just not enjoying it at all. But actually, that's a lie. The game itself was quite fun, but as is the, whatchamacallit, the community is just...
Yeah, MOBA community in general is pretty terrible.
Speaking about MOBAs and League of Legends, I just remembered EB are doing some sort of deal thing at the moment where you get free champion Ziggs plus Mad Scientist skin with any PC product purchase. Thought that'd be worth putting out there.
I've heard that. Well, actually, I got the email on that. That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know if that's awesome or highly significant to the game.
It's a character that everyone probably has anyway. No, well, everyone should have had it when, I think it was when LoL got its Oceanic servers. Anyone who signed up to the Oceanic servers before, like, the first 2 months got that anyway.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's kind of null. Like, they should have chosen a different champion.
Yeah, yeah.
But speaking of MOBAs, going off another tangent about MOBAs, it looks like local servers in Australia and New Zealand for Heroes of the Storm, which is Blizzard's MOBA, are actually going to go live.
Which,
so that's awesome for everyone playing here.
It annoys me.
Why does that annoy you?
Because they finally put their act together and managed to release an Australian server. Not for WoW. I spent years playing WoW, wanting an actual Australian server, and then it never happened. And then now, all of a sudden, they're like, "Oh, by the way, we've got this for this," but they probably won't do it for WoW now that everyone's set on their own.
Yeah, but
servers.
But when WoW first launched in 2004, I thought it was a real difficulty for them to bring service.
Because Telstra had their stupid monopolization of the network and apparently wanted to chug.
Yeah, that's
what's
right.
Changed? What's changed?
Not much, but yeah.
Right, yeah, because if I remember the story correctly, that Blizzard approached Telstra saying that you know, we want these servers and we need a T1 backbone to run them correctly. And I think they said, no, piss off, we're not spending that kind of money on, you know, just on a game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bit ridiculous, even.
Oh, it is, yeah. At least, you know, Blizzard did make an effort with the Oceanic servers and prioritized, you know, the IP, prioritized all Oceanic IPs, you know, run better on their, was it US-based servers? Or yeah, on those region servers, yeah.
Tunnel programs. Tunnel programs for the win. Well, that's all the news, I guess, that we have for this episode. Let's move on to the section where we actually talk about the games that we play. And seeing as we're just coming on off the back of our Steam, I guess it's winter here, but the Steam summer sale, I'm sure everyone's picked up a few games. Brendan, let's start with you.
Yes. So Steam summer sale, I ended up picking up Grid 2. Because I haven't actually had the chance to play any of the Grid titles, sadly, for someone who actually likes racing games, as well as I've
racing games, yeah,
and I've picked up the Stanley Parable. I've played the original mod, loved it, loved the humor behind it, and I figured, hey, for $4, why not?
Yeah, it's a really good experience. You know, you can play it for a few hours, and if you really want to get all the endings, you know, it really, you know, tests your mental capacity to actually try and find them all. Anything else that you've picked up?
Nothing else, sadly, which is, it's been a pretty quiet summer sale for me this year as compared to previous years where I would have picked up maybe 15 or so games. For actually playing games, I haven't actually had the chance to download them as yet. But as for, you know, playing games for this week, I did get to play Cards Against Humanity at your place last week.
Yes, I recently turned 21. Yay me! Everyone feel old.
Oh man, that is an absolutely awesome game.
But yes, so I've
still not played it, but I've heard many, many good things.
It is brilliant.
It is really, really fun. So basically, if people don't know, which isn't too many people, it's a card game where you have to try and create the most offensive or funniest responses to the questions that get posed to you. Things like, you know, what do you give the bad children instead of coal in their stockings for Christmas? And it could be like AIDS, you know.
Leprosy,
you know, dead babies, things like that. Like that dark sense of humor in people.
The heart from a child.
This could be you. But yeah, we had a lot of fun playing that with a bunch of mates and some from entertaining beverages. I don't know, alcohol. But that was really
the Boy Scouts of America. It's a trap.
God damn it! But yeah, we played a lot of Cards Against Humanity, and that was really, really fun. Now I picked up a few games in the summer sale. Let's see, what did I pick up? Now, I've picked up a few more indie titles, I'd say. First, I picked up Monaco.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is a top-down stealth looting type of game. It was, I got a four-pack of the game for $4.50.
Wow, very nice.
And I think, yeah, so I basically just gave it to three of my friends, and we were just playing that for a little while. And it was really, really fun to kind of sneak around and plan out different stealth missions and dodge a bunch of different things. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I've seen that one pop up in the store quite a few times. I wasn't exactly sure what it's about, but I did hear a fair bit of good word about it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Also, I picked up Magicite, which is a 2D action adventure permadeath roguelike. I don't know how many more categories I can add to it. But yeah, that one was really, really fun. You can log in with some mates and you can play and fight and die and all that kind of stuff. So that was really, really cheap as well. I think it was about $7, or it might have been $5, I think, at its cheapest point.
Nice.
That was really, really cool. And going along the indie kind of scene, I also picked up Prison Architect. And that was $10, down from the original $30. And that was really, really good. It's still in early access at the moment, but the devs for it are really good at backing up their own product. They're like, let's release monthly updates and tell you exactly what we've done, exactly what we're doing, and what we're actually planning for the next, month's update. I was like, this is awesome. This is exactly what I want from an early access game.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, prison architect, you design your own prison. You're like a god of this prison. You make walls and buildings, and basically anything can happen. It doesn't pull any punches when it comes to things like this. It's like your guy can get addicted to drugs, or he can get shivved in the shower, and all different manner of things. So,
oh, fun.
it's good to see that the game doesn't pull any punches when it comes to that sort of thing. It doesn't really shy away from all of that.
Yeah.
Cortho, I'm guessing you didn't pick up... I'm guessing you picked up absolutely nothing in this sale. But that's just a hint. That's a hint.
Zilch.
Completely. How did you do that?
Yes and no. Yes, I didn't pick up anything myself. I was gifted about 3 games.
Oh, you and your friends.
And I would love to tell you what those 3 games are, but I do not know.
So you really aren't a PC gamer, are you?
Nope. I mean, I am. But I just don't do it anymore.
You've moved on.
You guys ever heard of the concept Steam trolling before?
No.
No. No. This just reminds me about how you were saying that you got gifted games. So pretty much, you buy games on the Steam store and you gift them to friends, but you just gift them really shit games that they would never play.
I think that's kind of what happened. I just don't. Play anything.
So yeah, you'd look in your inventory and you'd be like, oh, I got a gift, and oh, look, makeup editor. Oh, great. Thanks, fucker.
Perfect. That's exactly what you want from a game or from a friend. It's just like, yeah, you're a dick.
Just to let you know I care.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. Anything else that's kind of popped up in the last couple of days? It's been fairly quiet, I think, for kind of gaming news and things like that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really quiet month, or at least the first quarter of this month is going to be pretty quiet. Then maybe towards the end might be good with, Last of Us Remastered coming out?
Meh, story's still shit.
Yeah. I'm actually looking forward to not Last of Us because I've not played it. What's it called? The remastered Retro 2033 remake.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never actually played the first one, and I recently got it on Steam, but I'm not playing it because I heard about the Redux coming out. So I figured I might as well just wait.
Oh, definitely.
But I've heard, I think I watched heard of it initially, and I was like, made the first 20 minutes or something, it was like, this sucks, because it was just that first part, and everyone who I've talked to who's played it basically says, after that first part, it gets really, really, really fun. It's that
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's like, oh yeah, just get through that little bit, and then it's just like, boom, opens up.
Reminds me, going back to, you know how we were saying that Watch Dogs was pretty much poorly optimized for PC and that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was over at a mate's, and that was a night or so ago, and yeah, he ended up picking up Wolfenstein through the Steam sale.
I've got that. I own it. It is one of the most fun games I've ever played.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like we're looking at this like just because you got it on PC, and oh man, that is just shock for PC. Like, there's no way you can justify a 40 gig download with just graphic cool capabilities of that game. It's like the textures were just loading up poorly or slowly, or just the textures didn't even look nice.
Sucks.
yeah like for I mean
it's... check was the PC though.
No,
like I mean mine's an X-Men copy.
Yeah,
like, it's got it on the console because why not, and it was like I mean not
yeah the...
but it wasn't doing anything like
yeah the PC was it's got 2 780s SLI.
Dick.
If games aren't optimized to use SLI, it actually can make things worse.
Yeah, that we suspect that the game wasn't optimized for SLI.
That's why I switched back to one card.
Yeah, like that's the main reason I've pretty much never gone with SLIs for that exact reason. is I heard a few friends that have had that exact same thing, like, and it plays like, you know, 1080p 60 frames per second without a hassle on my computer, and then they'll throw it in their SLI computer and suddenly it's weird.
Yeah, and it's one of those things with PC. That's why I switched back to the single card. I was like, yeah, it does the same as two 670s or so, but, you know, it does it without the hassle of managing two cards and, like, twice the heat.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why I'm thinking of going back to one card as well. Like, currently I'm running two 580s, and, yeah, cooling and just the heat dissipation is the main killer for me at the moment. Like, if I want to actually play a game on Ultra and it's giving the cards a workout, I've got to put the side case or the side panel out so that I can get better airflow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because it gets to the point where the entire case just gets really hot, and I think I've had times where the computer just will purposely crash because it's getting, you know, too hot.
Just like, ha-ha, fuck you. Nope.
Yeah, it's pretty much just like, no, nah, fuck this shit. Just pulls hands, wipes hands clean. Yeah.
Die. Damn it. I'm sick of this shit.
It's like, ever since I upgraded to mine, I've never had an issue, but
yeah.
I had to upgrade it to begin with.
Wouldn't mind having one 780 Ti one day.
Yeah, that's only like $900.
Really?
I don't even know what I've got.
Yeah, they're at 800 and... Oh, about 850, I think, from you, Mark. Just before we finish up, just like to update on the latest PlayStation Plus games for July. So it looks like we've got Towerfall Ascension for the PlayStation 4, along with Strider. PlayStation 3 owners will be able to download Dead Space 3, as well as Vessel, which is a 2D action puzzle game. PlayStation Vita owners won't be left out at all. They get to have Lego Batman 2, the DC superheroes, and Doki Doki Universe, which I have no idea what it is.
Okay.
Is anyone else?
I've heard of it before. I've heard the name mentioned, but I can't remember what it's about.
Oh, this just... Because I just remembered, as you mentioned, the PlayStation Plus games, there's the free Xbox Live games as well, Games for Gold, which this month, July 1st to 15th, on the 360 is Gotham City Impostors, 6v6 first-person shooter, apparently. The 16th to the 31st is Battle Block Theater, and that's one of the games that I got given for free on Steam.
That's pretty awesome. That is a fun game.
And on the Xbox One for the whole month is Turbo Championship Edition.
Ooh.
Huh. Okay. Well, that'll be interesting.
It looks like... Yeah, my brother was playing it. It looks like Metroid, but you're a mech.
Sounds like something you'd play.
So there's that.
Well, that's all the time that we have for on the Progress Bar podcast for this week. Visit our website at www.progressbar.com.au. Jump on the forums, the shit post, and have your opinionated discussions about... It's the World Cup at the moment, so finish up whoever you're going for that one. Join our conversation on Twitter at ProgressBarAU and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ProgressBarAU. If listeners want to talk to you, Brendan, where can they reach you?
You can find me on Twitter at sushi_Brobo.
Corthel, where can people reach you on Twitters?
It is at CorthelOI.
And you can reach me at KoshiAU. Thanks for listening. We'll have a chat to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
I'll say bye.
Bye.
God damn it.
No, I had just started uploading my assessment for submission. When you said it, I said it, but then because of the uploads, it must be like 20 seconds later.
Oh, God.
On the plus side, just completed assessment 3.